The student becomes the teacher. It's Lecture Me.
Which is brought to you by Blue Hills Secondhand Books in Parnell. Time for me to sit up straight and pay attention. Lecture Me, what are they teaching at Waipapa Taumata Row, the University of Auckland these days? Are university students going to talk us through it, what they've learnt in a recent lecture, with potentially varying levels of accuracy, but not in the case of our next guest. I feel that it will be high marks indeed. Kia ora, welcome along, Shuktika Rajaguru.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, yeah.
Shuktika, I'll tell a little bit about you. You're a chemistry major in the Bachelor of Advanced Science Honours Program.
Yeah.
At the university. And the lecture is how sustainable policy is created in government.
Yeah.
Correct, okay. So when did you have this lecture?
It was before the break, actually, week five-ish. Yeah, so we had a bunch of guest lecturers come in, like people from different political parties, and we asked them questions on how they like draft sustainable policy in New Zealand within their parties, and sometimes like with working across different parties and all that kind of stuff.
We're talking in environmentally sustainable policies?
Not just environment, no, also like social sustainability, economic sustainability, just like general any kind of sustainable approach.
Oh, right across the board.
Yeah.
I guess they would have had a lot of off-pat answers to wind them up in the way they go. Did they?
We had some long answers from like different sides of the political spectrum. Some people got really passionate about different topics, but it was really interesting and informative, yeah.
Who came in?
So we had from the Greens Party, Chloe Swarbrick, from Labour, we had representative from Greens, one from Labour, one from ACT, one from National.
Yes.
So yeah, don't remember full names. Think Greens was Deborah. From ACT we had Simon.
Yeah, Chloe from Greens.
Chloe from Greens, yeah. And from National we had Scott.
Okay. Right, first names only.
Yeah, I don't remember full names.
Oh, fair enough, you don't have to. Okay, so that would have covered, it's just such a wide-ranging field in terms of sustainability. And yeah. And for your actual lecture, for your course itself, it's part of Sustain 300, and that's part of your Advanced Science Honours Program?
It is, yes. It's one of a choice of one of the core courses we have to take.
Okay, and how long has this honours program been going on in your life for? How far advanced are you in it?
Yeah, I'm in my second year.
Okay.
So after this, I've got 2 more years.
Okay, 3 years altogether. And
4 years altogether.
Sorry, second year. I wouldn't do very well in economics, would I? Sorry. And do you live in Auckland, obviously?
Yeah.
But did you go to high school in Tāmaki Makaurau?
Yeah, I did. I had 2 high schools, actually. I changed midway through year 11. So first I started off at MAGS, Mount Albert Grammar, and then I went to St. Cards, St. Cuthbert's.
Okay, and this particular degree that you're doing, where do you end up? What's the end game for this? What is it that you hope that you'll be doing?
Well, after I finish my honours, I'm hoping to get first or second honours, which means I can go straight to doing a PhD because I really want to do research in chemistry.
Ah, okay.
So, I just really want to go on to do PhD and like those big kind of research.
Are you enjoying university life?
I do, yeah.
Is it hard?
Sometimes there's moments where like I've got a lot going on. Like this week I had 2 tests and like 3 assignments. But like if I just get to like work hard and like I can get through it because I've got good friends as well who can help me out in all my different courses, so it never feels overwhelming.
That's good to hear. And good friends who are doing the same courses?
Yeah, not necessarily the same majors, but like people in my different courses, I like get friends with them and we like discuss through like lectures, through assignments and stuff.
Great. Oh, that's always good to have. And do you live at home?
I do, yeah.
And your parents listening?
I think they are.
Morena. All right. So this particular, let's go back to the lecture that you did on sustainability and how sustainable policy is created in government. What did you learn from this lecture? What did you take away from it?
Yeah, so we saw that, like, overall, a lot of people, it's not just working individually, obviously, because they're all in parties, but, like, you have to work with your party and also across your party. Like, one of the main topics that they brought up, like, all the different politicians brought up, was the success of the Zero Carbon Act, like, being put into place, and how that was, like, you didn't have to just work, like, just left-wing or just right-wing. You had to all work together for the policy to be something that's not going to change, even with the change in government. So, yeah, it's just, like, you can't really do anything alone, you know, like, you got to work together and...
Difficult for them.
Yeah. And you also, some people brought up the idea that you can't just work, like, on the governmental side. You also have to work with the people, you know, because, like, it's all well and good if you have a governmental policy and you think it's going to work, but if you don't really have support from the people, it's not going to be as successive as it could be. Successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So it's not going to be as successful as it could be if you were just trying to, like, say.
If there's
this
a lot of opposition to it, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's where hopefully, select committees and people being able to have submissions on various things come into play. So you said it's not just environmental but economic. What was their main focus when this lecture? Or really, was it very general?
It was sort of general. So, like, before the lecture happened, actually, we had an assignment where we had to draft up questions to ask them. And then all those questions were collated into, like, 15, 20 big questions that they got to prepare for in advance.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we weren't really interacting as such with them during the lecture because it would have taken a bit too long.
Yes.
So, yeah, so because of that process, the questions got generalized somewhat, but a lot of people had similar, very specific questions, so we did have some sort of specificity. In one example would be, like, asking them, one of the questions was asking, what policy, like, in the past, would you, it was like around a policy decision, like, what policy did you want to put in place, but then you chose not to, or a policy that you put in place, but now in retrospect, you're thinking, maybe I could have changed that way a little bit. So one big regret was not something with, like, not going through with superannuation all the way back in, like, the 1990s. I think so. We did get some, like, sort of specific questions, but it wasn't about a specific policy or anything. It was about the general.
Right. So what was it in relation to superannuation in the 1990s?
It was about, like, a budget and how the money could have, like, superannuation could have been better, like, that policy could have been better created, or, like, how the money, like, a budget decision back in the 90s could have been shifted to, like, put more money towards, like, renewable power.
And take it off superannuants.
I don't think that was exactly what they were saying.
No, they wouldn't be saying that.
Yeah.
In case I'm being, like, recorded. Right.
I mean, the lectures are recorded here, so.
Okay. So they are, yeah. All right. Well, and was there any particular party that you were impressed with?
So what I thought was really good was that Greens, Chloe, she came with references to, like, literature, which I thought was really cool, but also, surprisingly to me, the guy from National actually had, like, a big commitment. He'd been coming to this guest lecture year after year. He was one of the earliest to start, along with Greens, I think. So I think, like, that commitment to sustainability, like, talking about sustainability, was pretty cool. But yeah, like, Greens came with references, which I thought was cool.
Right. Here's a question for you. Any chance of examples of good and poor public strategy?
So the kind of good strategy that they were talking about was, again, what I said before with, like, you can't just work alone. You have to work in a group. You have to really, truly try to engage with all the, like, public, like those are committee meetings that they have, or like when people send in their opinions about that, you need to really truly engage and see what people are saying to be able to create successful policy. So, and then, yeah, it's just all really about engagement, I think. Like, if you're really truly trying to, if they're really truly trying to engage and create something that's going to really be beneficial in what the public want, then that's successful. If they're not really doing it, if they're thinking of it as, like, something they need to check off on, like, a list, like, oh, yeah, I need to do this, and then they need to interact with people, it's not going to be all that great.
Mm. And did you feel that you came away knowing more than you did when you went in, or was it just a lot of babble from politicians?
I think some of it I felt like I already knew, because some kinds of things we'd covered before, but also like that look into what they were saying about like their respective, like how they, all the different parties, create sustainable policy differently. That was a pretty good look to see how things are, because that's not really the kind of stuff I interact with a lot usually. I don't really go and see how different parties are creating their policies.
No, of course not, no.
So seeing like what their general decision-making is, what their like opinions are, and like how things should be done was pretty interesting.
Was it Scott Simpson, who was the National Party member for Coromandel?
Yeah.
Was that him?
Yeah, Coromandel.
Right, so he's been coming every year.
Yeah.
To the lecture. Very good. All right. So thank you very much for taking us through that this morning. And what does the rest of Saturday hold for you?
I have a volunteering thing that
I think
I might go to, because I've got quite a bit of time for it.
Yeah. What is it?
It's for a community thing. We have a temple. We have fundraisings. So I go help out there. Yeah.
Oh, what temple?
It's a Hindu temple in Mangere.
Great. And that will take up a few hours of your day.
Solid few hours, yeah. We usually end at like 2.
And what does the fundraising entail? What are you doing?
So we make in a South Indian food called dosa.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell like a plate of that for $10 with some tea, masala tea. And all fundraising goes towards like the upkeep and running of our temple.
Is everyone welcome?
Everyone's welcome, yeah.
So where is it today?
It's at 69 Tidal Road in Mangere.
Nice. Okay. $10 and some tea as well.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Oh, thank you very, very much for coming in and before you head off there. And you've chosen a song for us today, Shuktika. What is it?
Yeah, it's Legendary from Epic the Musical, The Wisdom Saga. So the musical itself is about the Odyssey, and this song in particular is about Odysseus' son, Telemachus, wondering what's happened to his dad,
Christ.
Who he is. Because he's got all these stories about how big of a hero he is and how he's like such a good king, such a good ruler. And he's like wondering, where's my dad? I want to be like him.
Okay, this is what you've been listening to at home.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope the fundraiser is successful. At least you'll get some lunch.
Yeah, it's weekly. Like, that's my Saturday lunch.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great. And you don't have to pay.
Yeah, volunteers get it for free.
Lovely. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Great Saturday.
That was Lecture Me.